We're well aware of that. Okay. We're up to 48A, right after the Gemara. Okay? So it said that the Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael refused to accept the challah portion of some Nitai from the city of Beitar.
Wait a minute. What page is it?
He just said 48A1.
You're the
official
one. You're the Machris.
48A1.
Okay.
Aristotle.
Gozer Aleim. So Rebchia said that they went ahead and they were Gozer on the challah portions and they said, return them to their place. Basically, they're saying that they're Tomei, Alstumas Eretz Ha'am, and we're not going to let them come into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Parshat Pshat. So, and they're also saying, send it back. Send it back where it came from. Amr Baba Zabda, Efshar. It's possible to say, is it indeed possible to say that they were returned? So he goes through a bunch of the possibilities. Lo'aychlo, inat yochol. To eat it. You can't eat it because because the people who know where it came from know that it was Tomei Tumas Eretz Ha'am. And they're going to say the truma that's tummy can be eaten. And to burn it, you can't burn it. Why can't you burn it? Because there's some people who don't realize that it's tummy al tumas eretz ha'am, and they're going to say that it's truma tahira. And they're going to say truma tahira was burned. Shalayu ayinu truma tahira nesrafts. You can't return to its place because there are people who aren't going to know where it originated from. They're going to see that you're taking truma in Eretz Yisrael and sending it to Chutz Laaretz. And they're going to say, what are they going to say? They're going to say, Shalayu Aymrim, that right, Inu Truma Tri Yotzi Mi Aretz Lo Chutz Laaretz. They're going to say, we saw Truma going out, which also is no good. In footnote 9, Joey, it says, exporting challah or truma that has tar from Eretz Yisrael to a foreign land is forbidden, because it caused the challah or truma to become Tameya. You can just move that pile over. Those are the new Gemaras. Anyway, good. So that's awesome.
Don't pick it up.
Moreover, even if people would be aware that the imported challah is already tameh, sending it back to the place of origin outside Eretz Yisrael would have the appearance of wrongdoing. The Mishnah Shvi'ah says that even truma that is tameh may not be exported from Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so regardless. Thank you. Regardless, basically what they're saying is he's arguing on him. That is to say, Reb Chiya went ahead and said that they said it should be returned to its place, and Rabba Bar Zabda is arguing on that. He's saying there's no way that we would allow that to happen because it's all within the framework of the Gzeiros. Hakeitzad, so therefore, what was done with this truma that was came from Beitar? So it says, Menicha ad Er Pesach Pesach. You'd wait until, you know, it's Chometz, probably. It's Challah. So it's Chometz. And so we'll wait until Er Pesach and burn it with the rest of the Chometz. People won't be margish that it's that, you know, this is truma necessarily. It's like, it'll get mixed up with the flow of the other Chometz. So that's the machlokas. Now we have a brisa about truma that was imported from outside the land of Shimon Gamliel. Anyway, says Shimon ben Kahana, so he said Yan Shatruma Ba'akal. I saw Shimon ben Kahana. He was about to drink the wine of truma in the city of Akko. The city of Akko is an interesting city. It's a border city in northern Eretz Yisrael. And actually, half the city is Kadosh, and half the city is not Kadosh. That's what it says in the footnotes. So, Sha'amar Zehuva Mikalikia, he said this Yayin of Truma was brought from this foreign city of Kalikia, which was outside Eretz Yisrael, wherever it is. There are alternatives. Regardless, it was for sure Tomei al Tumas Eretz Ha'am. Gozer Olav, and when the Chachamim heard that he was going to drink it, they were gozer on him. Ushusayu Basvina, and he drank it on the boat. He had obviously transported this clearly a place. It's obviously across the sea, across the Mediterranean, right? So he had come to port, and when they heard he was what his plans were to bring it to Akko, they told him, no, don't do that. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is going to try to clarify this story. And we're going to learn this story. There's different ways of learning this story. It's not clear exactly what happened. We're going to learn the story according to the Pnei Moshe, because it's the clearest and easiest mahalach in the story. Okay? You want it, Rabbi? You want this? Oh, you have something? Okay. Let's see what it says. The Eve and the Adam Toyin Lime Rashim Vian Trum Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. Aren't people going to say, in other words, if the ship already came into the borders of Eretz Yisrael, then what's the difference drinking on the ship versus drinking in Akko? It's the same thing. What are you gaining? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Noimer lo yard l'Akko. So what we're going to say, that the ship did not enter the port of Akko yet. It was still out of port. So the Gemara says, well, let's see here. Eichan Shasaya, where exactly did he drink the wine? Remember, there's an imaginary line that's the border that goes through the sea, right? And that's the border of Eretz Yisrael on the west. So where was the ship? Was it inside the line or was it outside the line? The Gemara is getting real technical about this story. Minachut l'chutz, minachut l'fnim, where was it? So you're going to have to say, I guess it was outside the imaginary boundary, so that he would be still in Chutz La'aretz, right? If, however, the ship would have already been within the territorial waters of Eretz Yisrael, then they would not have permitted him to drink it on the ship. That would be one way of learning. So in other words, we have one approach to this story, that the ship never even came into the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Not only did it not come into Akko, not only did he not come off the ship, but the ship is all the way out in beyond the line, so to speak. Now we have Rabbi Yoino who says a different approach. It could even be inside the line. No one sees what's going on in the ship. It's out there in the middle of the water. They don't really know, is this in the line, outside the line? So there's no marasayin. In that case, the chacham were mekel. And they let him drink it. Now,
no matter where it was,
even if it was within the line of Eretz Yisrael, correct. Let's take a look at the Pnei Moshe.
How did they know it was Truma? That he was drinking Truma.
He said so. He told everybody, I've got this yayin of Truma from Klikia. So let's take a quick peek at the Pnei Moshe. I want to see over here, it says. Where does he start here? Let's go all the way up to Pnei Moshe. We rarely do Pnei Moshe inside, but we're going to do it this time. It's in the middle of the page. It says, Shaisei Yain Shal Truma Ba'ako Shama Ezehuva Miklikia. You see it? On the left side of the page.
Yeah.
Right?
You said that already in English. Right?
Yes, I'm going back to read the Pnei Moshe. Shem Makom B'chutz La'aretz, it's the name of a place, Klikia is, V'Akko hi chetz Eretz Yisrael, chetz B'chutz La'aretz, Akko is half in, half out, Kido Amar La'el B'perkvo B'shvias. V'yadayte lo'havi b'oisei chelek sh'chutz La'aretz. Now what he had in mind, what the plan was to bring the Truma wine to the half of the city that was in Chutz La'aretz. Okay? V'gazro lo'av v'shasu v'sfino. And they went ahead, no, don't bring it to Akko. Drink it in the boat. Shaloyishta va'akko, atzma k'nefash l'chameit. Ve'eb ne'onim toin klaimar. The parach. Ho'ikatim ne'onim yutoin lomar shemevim trum mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Shaharei ha'yayim babasvina, mechutz la'aretz. V'hu bo la'akko. In other words, the Gemara thought at this point was that he actually brought it to the city of Akko, to that part that is not Kadosh. And they're telling him to bring it back to the boat. That's the way the Gemara originally thought that the case was. And the Gemara is asking a question. No, people will still make a mistake. Because Chetz Shal Eretz Yisrael, half the city is in Eretz Yisrael. My Maharisha Omuloy Yachsar Lahasfina. What's it going to help for them to tell him to go back to the boat? The Yishtov so Hakfar Hayiv Akko is already in Akko. Once it hits Akko, people will think that it hit the half, which is in Eretz Yisrael. In which case, they're going to say, you see Truma goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. And they're going to make the mistake. And Mashani, so this is what you have to say. Lo Yorad L'Akko, he never got to Akko. He wanted to go down off the boat, and Gozer Olav Shelo Yetzem Me'asvino. And Moshe Lishtaisay El Yishtasham. He should stay in the boat. The Eichon Shasio Klam of Asvino Beizem Makom Hoysa Akshav. If it's Mechutz Lefnim, because we say, right, blah blah blah. Skip over that. And Rabbi Yonah says the first wide line. People don't see what's going on in the boat, so they're not worried about it. Okay, so he just elaborates on the details of the story and what the problem was. Okay, so let's go right to. The Gemara asks a question. When did he live? The Gemara answers, "Bimei Rabbi Eliezer." And here's a little break here from the action here. So the Gemara says, "Reb Shimon ben Akahana lived in the time of Rabbi Eliezer." Now we're on Mem Chesamut base. Reb Shimon ben Akahana have a mistamach to Rabbi Eliezer. So Reb Shimon ben Akahana was supporting Rabbi Eliezer. You know the way they used to act as a kind of like a cane or a walker or whatever you want to call them.
An aide.
Cane low. Avron al Chatzyog. So they were passing a certain wooden fence. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Shimon Kahana, "Malay, I see Chatzim. Bring me a splinter. Next issue, I need to pick my teeth." And that's what, you know, every time you see a wooden fence, this is not the first thing you think of. I need a toothpick. Let's pick a piece of wood off the fence. Okay. Then he changed his mind. Rabbi Eliezer said, "No, you know what? Don't give me any wood from that fence." "Why not?" "Amar," he explained, "Din ati, because if you're going to bring me a splinter, everyone's going to want to do the same thing, you know? Kol barnash, every person passing will do the same thing. And have a ozel syoga de guvra, and the man's entire fence will be gone because they'll whittle it down till there's nothing left."
Sure.
So that's what Rabbi Eliezer told Reb Shimon bar Kahana. A similar incident. Now we have a second incident. You're going to like this one even more, Joey.
I can hardly wait.
Reb Chagi, Havim Masanach Reb Zaira. Now Reb Chagi was also one of these people who was helping Reb Zaira as an aide. Avar Chad, Tzayin Chad, Muval the Kisin. There was someone who was passing by carrying a bundle of splinters. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Chagi, "I see like Chakisim and that's Yishinai." Again, he said, "I need a toothpick." Chazar Amalei, "Look, Taisin Klum." No, he changed his mind. He says, "The in Asi, if you're going to bring me a splinter, Chavala Rosh Ramana Rosh, Tavit Kain, everybody's going to do the same thing. Ho Asal Mub the Gavra, and this person's entire bundle of wood will be gone." So basically, when you do something, you have to say to yourself, if I do this, I have to decide, if everybody else would do what I'm about to do, would that cause society to fall apart, right, basically? It's not Choshev. He knew no one would be mocked on this. I couldn't care less if you took a splinter off my wooden fence. It's not worth anything to me. So,
if everybody does it, it'll accumulate.
So the Gemara says, "Lo Reb Zeira Kasha Kol Kach." It's not that he was such an excessively righteous individual. Elamilin de Yitzran Shamalon Ne Abdina. Rather, it was for pedagogical.
Yeah.
There's no L.
I can't pedagogical.
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 Yeah. It was for teaching purposes. Let's put it this way, that Reb Ze'ira refrained from taking the splinter. He wanted to set an example to teach us properly, to properly observe. Look at all this beautiful language of Yerushalmi. Milin de Yitzran. These are the words of the laws of our Creator. Yitzran here is Yotzer, right? The Yotzer, the person who created us. To be extremely careful of not committing any type of theft. Okay? There's other ways of learning this. Let's see here. So it says over here, according to Mara Folda and Grah, it's the second paragraph in five, brackets. It's the words of the Gemara about vocalized Milin de Yotzran, meaning the words of our Creator, referring to Hashem's laws.
Where is that?
Second paragraph.
On the right side.
On the right side, the brackets.
Name Moshe?
And...
No,
it goes
to the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah. According to Rosh Tirlo, the Gemara reads Milin de Yitzran, things that one desires from a Lashon of Yetzahara. So it means that Reb Ze'ira was strict in case any of the splinters, even though it's not an item commonly desired, so that people should learn from him not to conduct themselves leniently in a case of a bowl of fruit, which is something that people desire. In other words, let's look at that in Rosh Sirlo, because that's a little musser, right? See what he says? Amar lano bezek, kadei shenovin bedvarim shahayetzer ta'ev lahen, hashmi'enush, in other words, he's teaching us the lesson about something which really wasn't such a big deal that people wouldn't necessarily, like Joey just very beautifully articulated, it wasn't necessarily something everybody would want to do, you know, to take a splinter. But if you're going to do it, if you're going to control yourself in a case which is mutter, you'll end up controlling yourself in a case which is osur. That is a big yesod in Musar in general. If you want to teach yourself self-control, you teach yourself self-control in an open where it's mutter, and then you'll be able to control yourself in a makam nisayim. Okay. Ansh Alexandria hebiu chalasim, Alexandria v'lo kilu him. People from Alexandria brought what? They brought the chalas from Mitzrayim, and they didn't accept them. Now, let's see what happens over here. Amar Bar Marmari, Lo Rab Chiya Rubahi. What does this mean? Is this? Let's see over here. Is this case? What?
Why didn't they accept them?
You missed the beginning. We said, but that's okay. I'm just going to tell you why. It's because people are going to say that something which, remember, something comes from Chutz La'aretz is automatically Tomei because of the Gzeir of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So therefore, we wouldn't want people bringing Tomei Chala into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the general, that direction. Okay? Now, in Reb Chiya Ruba, one second, I'll go back to the, like, if you remember, we started the Gemara off with Tani Reb Chiya. That's what we're referring to, right? Reb Chiya said, Gozer Aleihem B'chziru M'kaimon. That when it came to what? When it came to the challah that came
from Vaitur.
That in that case he sent it back to Vaitur. So the Gemara is,
That was Reb Chiya.
That's the Reb Chiya Ruba which the Gemara is referring to here.
Right.
So wasn't Reb Chiya Ruba the same thing? Are we going to say the same thing that it was should it be returned? Well, the Gemara says no. Odhu islay v'gozu alayhem v'chazirum. This case, Reb Chiya is of the opinion that the sages decreed regarding them that they had to be returned. Meaning, just as he said regarding the first case of the Mishnah concerning the challah over there. But, one second, I thought it said for carrot. I thought the
No, he said the same thing twice. You
got to
read footnote 7.
See, the way I understood it, it was like this. If you look in the language of the Mishnah, okay, go back to the Mishnah. Now, in the Mishnah, let's see over here. No, it doesn't say either case. Okay. See, in the Mishnah, it says, Nita Yishtakoa, if you look up on Zaino base, it says, Nita Yishtakoa, Hevi Chalas Mi Baitor, Lo Kibla Mi Meno. Then it says, Anshe Alexandria, Hevi Chalas Mi Alexandria, Lo Kibla Mi Hem. Now, well, maybe I'm reading this, maybe I'm jumping. I thought that it was different. So let's see. Let's see 7. Even though the ruling about returning the challah was the same in both incidents, it's not unusual for a mishnah to relate several similar incidents with similar rulings, as long as each occurred in a different place. Okay, so the Gemara was basically asking that there's no chiddush, and the Gemara is saying that, yeah, it's the same thing. I thought there was another... I understand that the Gemara deletes these few lines of Gemara because it doesn't seem to make any sense. But... I thought in the box, that's what I remember. In the box on the bottom on 48b2, in the second paragraph, others understand the Gemara is citing the second case as a challenge to Rabkia's position. If Nitai was compelled to return his challah to Baitor, it would have generated a lot of publicity. So the people of Alexandria would have heard about it. So why did they go ahead and bring it also out? So that must prove that the sages did not compel Nitai to return it to Mitre.
Well, they didn't hear it.
They must have permitted Nitai to leave the imported Kala portions of Israel and burn them there on Erev Pesach, a ruling that would not have necessarily generated that much publicity. The Gemara deflects this challenge, arguing that the Alexandrians could have made the same error as Nitai, despite publicity. Alexandrians mistakenly reasoned that out of respect for their large group, that the sages would be more lenient with them than they were with Nitai. In other words, Nitai was just a single individual. And these guys from Alexandria were a large group of people. So, regretfully, they too were required to return their part. Okay. I read it last night. I read it, and I read it way too fast, and I did not know what it said. I made a total mistake about it. Okay. Next, Ancheharat Savoim. Have you become Kohen Latzos Lakilim Him? Now they're bringing again the Bikurim before Shavuos. Not allowed to bring it then because the Mishnah said because the Pasuk says that the Shnei Alechem is Rashi's Bikurim. Rashi's Bikurei. What's the Pasuk? Rashi's Bikurei. What? Rashi's Bikurei and Moscha. Right. Hamon Tanin on Emavim Bikurim Mashkin. So now we have a rule. Right now, one second. And there's a follow-up part of it which I forgot to mention. In Yosef HaKohen, he bought his Bikurim in the form of wine and oil instead of grapes and olives. And again, the Chacham did not accept it. He had to bring it in the as a fruit. Can't bring it in the liquid form. Now the Gemara is going to ask a stira. It says in the Mishnah there, where's there, 9? Trumas 11.3, Eim Avim Bikurim Mashkin. You can't bring Bikurim in liquid form. But, it says, with the exception of
wine and oil,
you can bring it in liquid form. So why do they refuse it? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, Repila B'Shem Rav Lazar, Keni Mas Nisa, meaning is, like this, Ein Oysen Bikurim Mashkin, Afilu Mishazoch Abayim Bailim. Means that you can't convert Bikurim fruit into beverages even after the owner, that is the Kohen, eventually acquires them, except in the case of grapes and olives. That's what the Mishnah in Trumas means. It means you're not, if you give him, I guess, oranges or something like that, he can't change the oranges into orange juice because orange juice is Zeya Ba'alma, and since it's Zeya Ba'alma, it's considered a hefsed to the Truma, which you're not allowed to be mafsid Truma. But when it comes to grapes and olives, he would be allowed to, that's the exception.
They're grown for that
purpose, whatever the reason is, the bracha is Malayusa, it's by Paragothan, and so on. So there it's not considered a hefsid for the, it's called Malayusa, and therefore it's allowed. That's what that Mishnah means over there. So that's number one. Now, okay, so and but as far as our Mishnah is concerned, our Mishnah is talking about the prohibition to bring oil and grape juice or wine initially as Bikurim. That has nothing to do with the Mishnah in Trumas, okay? So the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah in Trumas that says you can you make liquid out of Bikurim, he's talking about after it gets to the Kohen's hands. Amish is talking about about the Yisrael, when he's being Maila Bikurim to Yerushalayim, he has to leave it in its original state of olives and grapes. Next, Hatani Darach Bikurim Mashke Lahavion Minayin Shayavi. It says in our Brisa, if one pressed Bikurim fruit into a beverage, how do you know that you may bring the beverage as Bikurim? Talmud Loimar Tavi. There's a special Riboy Hakra that says Tavi. It's Marba that you can be Marker of Mashkin. So again, why was the Yosef Kohen's rejected? That is talking about what you harvested from the onset with that intent. So in that case, if you originally harvested with the intent to make it into wine, you could. This person, Yosef HaKohen, did not initially harvest it with that intent, and therefore they did not allow him to bring it up that way. On Khan. Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow night, we'll sign Sakta Kala. 8 o'clock is the food. 8:25, we'll probably start the Gemara.
Okay, wonderful.
Please bring your appetites and
I don't need that.